Okay, so I've got a few friends. First of all, I'm Bulubinaka once again. My name is Alex Elbin. This is the Mandoa Fijian podcast. This is episode 6. Yeah? All right, so let's get on with it. A few friends on Facebook sending me this link to a promo video from 60 Minutes. Yeah, and 60 Minutes, doing a segment on the Australian fears of Chinese growing influence and expansion in the Pacific region. Now, first of all, like everyone of a certain age in this country, I grew up watching 60 Minutes every Sunday. Yeah, and it was one of those programs that, I don't know, that most of us grew up listening to, trusting, and liking the content and all the kind of things. And because of that, I've always kind of had this respect for 60 Minutes, but I have to say this. Okay, that respect is kind of fading after watching this particular promo video. Yeah, so if you haven't seen the video yourself for this segment on the Chinese influence in the Pacific from 60 Minutes, it's, okay, there's a few things wrong with the video. Some of the facts, if the facts aren't quite inaccurate, they're certainly like twisting it to suit their own objective, which I think is always a dangerous thing for any investigative show, because that's what they call themselves. I think they do, do these investigations, that's what they call themselves, to try and twist the facts to suit their narrative. Okay, that's propaganda, and it's kind of the thing that they accuse governments, like the Chinese, of doing. Anyway, I thought I'd just slip it in somehow. So in the video, they talk about that so-called Chinese spy ship that was in Suva. Okay, I don't know what they're talking about, because I've seen that ship here a lot of times before. Yeah, and just because it happened to be here when there were Australian warships in port, I honestly think it's just a coincidence, because exactly what are the Chinese going to be doing with a satellite tracking ship in the Suva Harbour? You know, because all the other times they've come, they've said, okay, this is to track satellites. Have they suddenly repurposed that entire ship to listen to the conversations of, between the Australian warships and all that kind of thing? So, right there and then, I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, okay, even the Australian ambassador, the Australian High Commissioner was saying that it's just a satellite ship as far as they know. So I'm already watching this, and I'm like, okay. And then they interview this particular guy. He's an academic of some sort. He's an Australian academic, yeah? So you've got a story about Chinese influence in the Pacific region, but you're going to talk to a white Australian guy. All right, I guess if that works for you, go for it. But it just, and then he starts, and the tone of this academic about the Chinese in Fiji. Now, here's the thing, okay? He's warning of the dangers of allowing them to, gather too much influence in Vanuatu and also in Fiji. That's the two countries that I mentioned. And I'm thinking to myself, he's talking like asking here in Fiji don't realize what's going on. We know very well what the Chinese are trying to do. Okay? But by the same token, we also know what Australia is trying to do. Like, you can't talk about, oh, the Chinese are coming, they were here with their satellite spy ship, when you're in our harbor with two fucking warships. You got actual warships berthed in our harbors. I mean, It's unlikely as all hell, but what if something had happened and suddenly Australia and Fiji at war? We're already fucked. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, who's the bigger danger, really? Yeah? Okay. So just going back to this guy. So he's talking about all this shit, and I'm thinking to myself, like, this is interesting. Like, we know what all of you are trying to do, okay? China, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, okay, America to some degree, France, we know what you are. It's okay, it's a global game of geopolitics, okay, and Fiji, the Pacific region, at best we're like pawns, okay, we're there to be moved around, and all of you are gonna come here, and all of you want something out of the deal. Yeah, what Fiji is doing, and rightly so, because we're too small not to be friends with everyone. Fiji is trying to be, on good terms with every single country, and that includes the Chinese. Yeah, people talk about, oh, we made diplomatic overtures to North Korea, Iran, and other kind of thing. Why not? Okay, we're a member of the non-aligned movement. See, Australia needs to realize that while we have always had a relationship with them, and it's naturally we have a relationship with them in New Zealand, it has always been a lopsided relationship where Australia thinks, because they're the big brother, they try and be the big brother, that they can dictate terms to us and that everything can be in their favor. But it doesn't work that way. We as a country have a right to what? To do things in our own self-interest. And right now, trying to get as much aid money from the Chinese is in our self-interest. It can go wrong. It can go wrong. There are those who say that it's already going wrong or will go wrong very shortly. But the fact remains that we have every right to have relation, you know, relations and trade deals with the countries of our choice. Australia does not get to make that choice for us. And I'm gonna say this, and I really hate going down this particular road because I think we overuse this word these days. But a lot of the fear of Chinese expansion, there is a racial element to it. Yeah, there's a racial element to it, and not just in Australia, but even in Fiji, you see the same people who were gushing over the fact that the white man had warships in our harbor, also screaming about the yellow peril. You know, the Asians are coming. Oh, they're this. Asians are this. The Chinese are this. It's very sad to see how we still like to bend the knee to our former, well, to Europeans, yeah? And again, this is not speaking to, like, individual Europeans. I'm saying as a collective, we every time we see one Kaivalangi, we somehow think, assume, act like he or she is somehow better than us. It's very, very weird, and we need to stop this. Now, I'm not saying to go out and start, like, attacking Europeans and all that kind of thing. At the end of the day, they're human, just like you and me. Yeah? And they've got just as many fucking issues and fuck-ups as you and I. Yeah, it just needs to stop. So, anyway, I'm getting a bit off topic there, just about, you know, China. Yes, China is trying to increase its influence in the region. Why not? It's a global player. Yeah, that doesn't mean that because it's Chinese, it's inherently evil. See, that's the other argument I hear a lot. Okay, Gang will say, yeah, but the thing is, you know, Australia compared to China, China's human rights record is terrible. Yes, China has a terrible human rights record. But guess who else has a terrible human rights record? If you look beyond the PR, beyond the public relations game, you know, making it all slick and all that kind of thing. Australia has got a horrible, horrible human rights record. Like I said, they've just got better publicity people. Yeah? Think about this for a moment. Not that long ago, less than 100 years ago, shit, less than what? 70, 80 years ago, the indigenous people of Australia were known as plants. Okay, they were classified as flora. They think about that for a moment. They weren't even given the status of human. Yeah? And then you've got the lost generation, all right? An entire generation of Aboriginal kids, indigenous kids, taken away from their parents. What for? Because of some shit that white Australia, the white Australia policy. I mean, and that was, and like I said, okay, and I can almost see someone saying, yeah, but that was like, you know, how many years ago? Well, how about just recently, those detention centers on Manus Island? How about the treatment of the people in those detention centers? I mean, it was so bad that I remember reading somewhere that one of the doctors who had to go and, you know, treat the people on the island, they had to sign agreements that they couldn't talk about what they saw there. You know, shit is fucked up when the doctor can't talk about what they see. You know what I mean? It's a cover up. It's a cover up. So that suggests that horrible, horrible things were happening there. And from the little that has come out, there were bad things going on. Yeah. So Australia trying to play, you know, I'm the this, I'm better than, you know, we're better than China and all that kind of thing. You know, it falls apart a bit when you look at how they act. Because at the end of the day, China, Australia is acting in their self-interest, as is China and as is Fiji. Yeah, and just to go back to what I said earlier, we have every right as a sovereign nation to do that. I don't understand why some call it a betrayal of our special relationship with Australia. We don't have a special relationship with Australia or New Zealand or the UK or the US. All right. We're here to do everything we can to make sure Fiji's interests are served wherever. Yeah. So just, I don't know. Again, I just find it very, very strange when we do these things. So yeah, just a few thoughts on the whole thing about China. Then you've got the Brits, yeah, all of these, suddenly, you know what, all of these Western countries have a renewed interest in us because of China. So it's already working to our advantage. Yeah, you've got the, and by the way, Britain, okay, Britain, talking about, you know, because in case you haven't heard, Britain have also said that they're going to start doing more in the Pacific as far as aid and supplies and material and all that is concerned. And then Britain doing the same thing because they're scared of China. Okay, I'm sorry, Britain, but you can't be, you know, trying to stop what? Stop other countries from doing what you did like a century or two ago. If you look at a map of the world, yeah, and you colored all the areas Britain invaded or colonized in, say, blue, that would be a very, very blue map. No, let's say black. That would be a very, very black map. Okay, because the Brits went out and they fucked everyone up. So, you know, I'm just saying, Britain, try to get off that high horse. And then, oh, and still on Britain, on a side note, talking about Britain, I saw a tweet this week from UK and Fiji, which I assume is the British High Commission, talking about the fight against the use of chemical weapons. Yeah, you know, but good stuff. Good stuff. It's good that you guys are like, oh, yeah, let's, you know, chemical weapons are bad. They are very bad. But it's a bit rich coming from the country that tested nuclear weapons at Bikini. Yeah, in Bikini Atoll and refused to pay compensation to the Fijian soldiers, amongst others who were there. So, Britain, shut the fuck up. All right, so all I'm saying is, yes, the Chinese are here. Yes, they're trying to fuck us over. All right, but everyone else has tried to do the same. And the other guys were a lot more successful and they also took a lot more from us. Yeah, so with the Chinese, we handle them. We have no choice. We're too small to say to the Chinese, fuck off. We can't do that. We cannot do that. We're too small a country. We need to be friends with everyone. We have to be that dame that all the men want, but we're picky as hell, you know, so they keep on chasing after us, keep on giving us gifts and shit. Anyway, that's the episode for this week. Appreciate any feedback. Just remind you once again, I will be doing an episode every Friday. Yeah, every Friday, and feel free to tweet me suggestions for episodes. I'd love to hear from you on that. And yeah, have a good weekend. Take care. Go Fiji take on Tonga tomorrow. Can't wait to see that game in Lotoka. All right, take care.